Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, this is all the music of
When Are You Gonna Come Down? When are you going to land?
We know the words. Elton John, of course.
Should have listened to my man.
Keep listening. Help me, Nona. People are throwing their radios out the window. Yes. Here it comes. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Goodbye, Yellow Brick.
We can just keep singing until
yes,
we get to
until we get to it. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. We're not in Kansas anymore. Pretty music. I like music where I can understand the words.
Well,
thanks,
if
Nigel.
You are an Elton John fan, we will have Elton John Tribute Band in the downtown March 2nd.
I've been publicizing your Tribute Band series. This is Nona Watson. What's your title?
I'm the CEO of the Palm Springs Chamber.
Okay, so we're calling this, it's a tribute band series?
Yeah. Okay. It's called Rock the Park
yes.
because it's at our brand new downtown park.
Which is where?
Right in the center of downtown, right next to the beautiful Maryland
where
statue.
Where the babies are.
Where the babies are, where the museum is, where the chamber office is, okay. where all those wonderful restaurants are, right below the Kimpton Hotel.
Yes, downtown park. Okay. Is the first tribute band Elton?
No, the first
it's
tribute
the Eagles?
Band will
yes.
be the Eagles.
Yes.
When's
that?
That's going to be February 2nd. That's coming up.
Yes.
So that will be the kickoff, will be our tribute band.
Let me look at the date. It's Wednesday.
It's always going to be the first Wednesday
oh,
of every month, Joey. So it'll be
great.
Easy for you to remember from
what time?
7 o'clock. So that gives you plenty
of time. Oh, I've already got it in here. Eagles Tribute, Palm Springs Downtown Park.
There you go. And for most, you know, when you go to see these tribute bands, they, you pay anywhere from, yes, you know, 25 to 50. This is completely free.
Oh,
you
man.
Just come and you bring your blanket and you bring your chair and you bring your family and you bring your friends.
Can
and
you bring a bucket of chicken?
You can bring whatever you want. It's a park.
And
you bring
drink
all your dogs.
Okay, wait now. So that's February 2nd. Let's go to the first Wednesday is March 2nd.
And that's your Elton John that you were talking
oh.
about. Then if you want to go to April 6th.
Okay, I'm turning.
Madonna.
Oh.
Now go to May 4th.
Okay.
Tina Turner. June 1st, Fleetwood Mac.
Wow.
And then we're going to end the series in July with CCR.
Credence, Clearwater Revival.
That's some great music.
Now tell me how you found these artists. You've been telling me in emails that they're fabulous.
Yeah, these are the best of the best. I was very lucky that I found James Elliott Entertainment, and he manages these bands, and he's the one that puts them in, you know, in the casinos and up at Lake Arrowhead and everywhere you see tribute bands. He truly has the best. And so we were trying to figure out a way that we could put them in the park, and there's really no controlling the park, so they had to be free. So we're very blessed here in Palm Springs that we have organizations that truly care about the residents and they care about tourism.
Oh.
And PS, so we had PS Resorts, the City of Palm Springs, Palm Springs Bureau of Tourism, and the Palm Springs Preferred Small Hotels, their organization, and of course the Chamber of Commerce. And between us all, we managed to fund the concert series so you can come out and enjoy it for free.
Now, I haven't been over there in a while. I ate at Crazy Mel's so I could see Marilyn the other day. But is there a stage?
Beautiful stage.
Okay.
Yes. And it's brand new, and it's perfect. It's all set up to do
so
concerts.
So you can do lighting and microphones?
Each one of the bands will bring their own lighting and their own sound system. Yeah, they come inclusive.
And the stage is elevated.
Stage is elevated.
So we bring our own lawn chairs. And
mm-hmm. There's a grassy area. There's, you know, winding roads. There's actually
Hollywood Bowl.
You have to go out and take a look at this park. It's set up for this. As a matter of fact, when Jeff Kors and I, Councilman Kors and I, were looking at the park, and we thought, we got to bring a concert series here. We've got to show people exactly how this park should be used. And it's free. Yeah, so it's quite something.
The first Wednesday of every month, 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. So our intent is for you to come from all over the Coachella Valley, come to our downtown, eat, shop, then...
It's wonderful. Now, we'll be outside, so do we wear masks?
Well, if you're comfortable wearing masks, the Chamber is going to have a table there with plenty of masks. It's up to you, but it is an outdoor event. So right now, following guidelines, we aren't requiring, but I think everybody should do whatever they feel comfortable doing.
Well, if you're eating and drinking, you're not going to be wearing.
Yeah, but
I can see a bucket of Colonel Sanders and my lawn chair and maybe a blanket.
Oh, you throw a blanket down?
Yes. Oh, this is wonderful.
And we have, I did learn that we have a large hearing impaired community in Palm Springs, so there will be an interpreter. So even if
we'll
you're,
sign
yeah, who will sign?
Gosh.
All six of our tribute band shows, so we're very lucky there, too.
What, an hour, you think, each?
Hour and a half or so.
Yeah.
Some of the bands have costume changes. You know, some of them will do different things. So
let me run it through. Can you run down again?
Yes.
Eagles, go ahead.
Eagles, Elton John, Madonna, Tina Turner, Fleetwood Mac, and CCR. First Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m.
And they look like them, and they sound like them.
Oh, my gosh, they're amazing.
And they're going to do the music.
Yeah. And it's a time. We need to remember
that
time and sort of put this time aside for an hour and a half and just think about where we were when all that great music
was
made.
You know what we'll do on the Joey English Show? The weeks of these artists will feature their music.
That would be perfect.
That'll be perfect. Oh, and that way that'll remind me to plug it. But
start
at the Eagles.
Start gearing up for the Eagles.
Yes. We did the Eagles last week.
Oh, well.
But see, like Glenn Frey died. So here we can enjoy the Eagles again.
Again. And Elton John again.
Yes. Madonna, Tina Turner. Oh, my gosh.
and Fleetwood Mac, all that great
San Francisco
music.
In my childhood.
But CCR is going way back.
Yes, well, yeah. But not for me.
Oh.
Proud Mary, all those songs.
Oh.
But Mr. Community's peeking at us because he's coming up next after you. This will be wonderful.
I think it'll be great.
How many people can come? How
well,
much room
is
there?
It's a park, so, you know, to your comfort level, you come. You know, not everybody will sit. Some people will walk. Some people will, you'll be able to hear it from.
Where should we park?
Well, there's plenty of parking down right
oh,
below.
Oh, right by the Annenberg and all of that.
But right below the park
okay.
is a parking structure.
That's right.
It's huge and it's free and it's there's never a lack of parking.
Oh, I can't wait.
And if you park down below, as you walk up, Joey, you'll walk up right next to the stage.
Oh.
Go up the stairs. Couldn't have made it easier for you.
It's just, I don't know why we didn't think of this before.
Well, we had to open that beautiful park.
Yes. Gollies. Okay. The Downtown Park. February 2nd, March 2nd, April 6th.
May 4th,
May 4th,
June 1st,
July.
And July, if I stay with the same the first Wednesday, or we might combine it with whatever the city's doing for the 4th of July celebration. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Yes. But, oh, this is something wonderful to come back with. You know, I mean, we're just ready for some normalcy. The first Wednesday's July 6th.
Yes. Yeah, I'm ready. That's for sure.
Oh, yes. Okay, what else is going on?
Well, I want to make sure you have our next two stars. For the Palm Springs Walk of Stars, Albert Melaskis. That will be Tuesday, February 22nd at 11, right around Trina Turk, around that area. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, in March, David Lee will be doing his star, March 18th at 3 o'clock. And that will be in downtown Palm Springs around the stage at the park.
11 o'clock on February 22nd.
Yep.
And on March 18th, what time?
3 o'clock.
Okay. Tell everybody about the Walk of Stars. They just go.
Yeah, there's a star that you're interested in. David Lee's, of course, the celebration itself will be in the park on the stage. We think that's going to be a big one.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. So, and the Melaskis family will be a more of a family star, but certainly of all the people that they have touched in our community, such wonderful people. So if you'd like to come out and see that dedication, there's plenty of room in front of Trina Turk.
Tomorrow's Joey English show on Thursday is the way I'm doing the talk of stars now.
Oh.
Because it's Billy Van Zandt. And everybody knows Steven Van Zandt from the movies and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I spent a whole hour. We've done Rita Lee and Cindy Williams and Joyce Bulifant. The first segment is their childhood, where they grew up. The second segment is their career, movies, television, music, whatever it was. And like the last segment, we talked about Cindy's concert over at the Annenberg, Rita's book, Billy Van Zandt is bringing a show to the Camelot Theater called The Boomers Musical. And instead of the Rat Pack, it's the Fat Pack.
Oh, no.
Is that adorable? But when he was doing we taped the interview, and it'll air tomorrow, Thursday. He talked about being here for Dionne Warwick's Star.
Oh, yeah.
And just lauded the city of Palm Springs and Oscars and the Chamber. You'll have to listen to the interview.
I will.
And I thought,
will.
I've got to remember to tell Nona, because I said, well, I didn't see you there. He said, well, that's because it was huge. You know, so many people.
There were so many people that loved her.
Dionne
yeah.
Warwick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're going ahead with stars. You haven't had to cancel any.
No, we haven't canceled any. We're moving straight ahead. We've got probably, I don't know, well, 12 lined up to do.
Good.
So, yeah, we've
always
done three
sure.
already this year. Now we've got two. And
we've got to do the committee for some. When is the committee going to meet for the new nominees?
Yeah, and that will probably be over Zoom. So we'll let you know. We have a couple new applications for the committee to look at. Just such great people.
Yes.
And It's such a, and now with the park, if you think where David Lee Star is going to go in, now we'll be able to move up towards the downtown, yes, in that new section of the park. So we've got some real stars that we're going to put in around that. It's just going to be so much fun. And to be able to use the park,
yes,
for the ceremony so we're not crowded on those streets and everybody can see, it's just fabulous.
Well, I'm going to get some girlfriends. We're going to go February 2nd.
Eagles, where are your, yes, you must have a shirt somewhere.
I must somewhere. I have Trevor's F-15 Eagle shirts. Different eagle,
well,
but
still eagles, but
close,
right?
Enough.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. What's the phone number over at the chamber? pschamber.org.
325-1577. But yes, the complete lineup is, yes, at pschamber.org. And all you need is the dates and the time. You don't have to buy tickets. It's easy.
Yes.
We just want
that's
you
just
to
wonderful.
Save that money and spend it in the businesses in our city.
I'm happy. Thank you so much for coming by.
Anytime. I love it.
I love having
it.
You here.
Thank
it's close.
You.
And you're an opening act for Mr. Community.
Oh.
Okay, Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.